Mickey Guerin joins us, and I can't wait to speak to Mick, because there are so many Kiwis that are going to be taking home Aussie dollars this weekend, and they can arrive in Australia to watch it. I wonder if Mick Guerin's coming to Australia for this weekend. Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Mate, you won't believe it, Michael. Good morning to you, and good morning to all your listeners around Victoria. It's a strange situation, getting on a plane tomorrow to go to the championships at Randwick, and I reckon, Michael, and yeah, we've known each other for 30 years, I reckon I've been to Australia 250 times in my life. That would be a realistic number. It could well be more. I know I've been to Melbourne over 100 different trips. But tomorrow's the first time in 13 months I'm leaving the country. Here's the irony of the situation. If I decided to fly home on Sunday, which I'm not going to do because I'm not totally stupid, I would need to go and quarantine for 14 days. If I fly home on Monday, Michael, leave the airport, go straight home. So it's a weird feeling. And many people listening to the show wouldn't have obviously left Australia for 13 months. It's a weird feeling to think I'm going to another country tomorrow, because for the last 13 months, that hasn't even been an option for me. And I'm coming home on Monday like I used to in, quote unquote, the good old days.
It is good to have all our Kiwi friends making the trip. We spoke to Jamie Richards a little earlier. He's happy to be in Oz, and why wouldn't you be with the team that he's got assembled at Royal Randwick on Saturday? We've been talking about Amaralina for months. Now, Mick, tell us, how do you think she will level up to the likes of Montefilia and the other favourites in the Oaks on Saturday?
I'm actually really surprised with the track looking like it's going to be dry. Yes, there will be showers tomorrow in Sydney and maybe on Saturday, but I'm actually surprised she's not shorter in the market, because she's at least as good a filly as we've probably seen in the last 10 years, with the exception of Bonnevale. Obviously, Bonnevale, you know, was a very, very good filly, and I'm talking about Oaks filly. And I reckon she could do something special on Saturday. I think the best version of her is when she's going to be covered up and treated like Myla and pulling out of the top of the straight and getting her chance. Now, that could put her a fair way behind Harmony Rose, who looks potentially the leader. But I'm not trying to be biased. Just on what I've seen, she has more speed than most of these fillies. So I think the $5 is outstanding each-way odds for a horse who, it isn't a big field. She's one of the few proven horses at the 2,400 metres as a winner. In both her last two starts, she's needed to be exposed a lot earlier than Opie probably wanted or thought he should have. I reckon they might ride a cold this week, and I'm happy to be on it, $5. I think I'm on it, $6 or whatever. But she trialled here last week like a horse who's not even remotely tired. So without any bias, I think Hungry Heart's going to be a long way, Harmony Rose is going to be a long way in front of her at some stage, but that might leave her a sitting duck at Randwick, and I think this horse is at least as good as Hungry Heart, and Hungry Heart ran down Harmony Rose last time. So, yep, happy to be on her each way, but the horse I think most New Zealanders are hanging their hat on is Probabil. She's yet to win this race, obviously, but I don't think I've seen a New Zealand horse better placed in Australia in the last 5 years. I mean, we know how good she is. She's a Group 1, open Group 1 weight for age winner. She's in a mares race. She would have been competitive in the Doncaster. She's carrying the same weight as horses like Colette. The track's dry enough for her. She trialled the best she's ever trialled last week, and she had a handy draw, and she was able to win the Ipsum sitting fifth after drawing barrier 15. It's very hard to make a case against her. I had a long talk to James McDonald yesterday because I wanted to know what he made of the track, and he's riding Colette, and he just said, well, if it's a dry track, probably it'll just win. So I think she's the best New Zealand chance of a victory for the entire carnival. We've only had two wins for the carnival, and it's been an underwhelming carnival for the New Zealanders. But the markets haven't had them favoured to win any race, apart from the Randwick Guineas, where Aegon was average on a dry track. Remarkably this week, they're favourites for two races, and I wouldn't be surprised if Amaralina tightens on the day and goes close to being favourite for the Oaks.
Yeah, 250 does look good, Probabil, on a good track. And the other favourite is Entre Vier. What can you tell us about it in race 10? It's got an amazing record, 5 from 6 and a second. How good is this mare?
She's pretty good. It's really hard to work out. She's a Tavistock. You would think the 1,200 would be too short for her, but she's a very good sprinting mare. That was the reason I rang James yesterday. I said, what do you make of barrier 16? He said, look, I'm actually happier here than I would be inside 10 barriers, because in Sydney, where they jump and run so hard over 1,200, if she half missed the kick, she gets all jacked up. He's thinking late in the day, bit of cut in the track, her peeling and charging might be the go. Now, that's obviously a very, very hard way to win 1,200 metre races, unless you're Chautauqua. But I'm not saying she's just going to turn up and win, but I do think there's a fair bit of X factor about her. I'll temper that by saying not many New Zealand horses win 1,200 metre races in Australia. So she's more of a watch for me, because the 460 for her is okay, but it's no spoil. Whereas, unless something goes wrong with Probabil, she brings the best form, she should just win the Queen of the Turf, which bizarrely everybody's been calling the Coolmore Legacy for the last couple of months, but it's now called the Queen of the Turf. So I think she's a good chance of the Carnival for New Zealand. But we've only had the two wins over the Carnival. One of those winners is Quick Thinker, who's actually now out of the Sydney Cup. Spoke to Andrew Forsman today.
Yeah.
Two out of five lanes. So that's a bit of a shame, but probably the drawing track was going to negate his chance anyway.
Well, they've got the chosen one. We did catch up with Andrew Forsman at the sales last week, and he said the horse is crying out for a low draw to get a smothered run, but he's got 16 again.
Yeah, and it's tough in a race like this Sydney Cup where you're not sure if they're going to roll along. You know, he was obviously great in both the Melbourne and Caulfield Cups, but drew well on both occasions. So he rolled the dice in the Tancred and went forward. Awfully hard to roll the dice and go forward again. So he's going to need tempo and maybe a few shortcuts. They do have an outstanding record there, stable in the Sydney Cup, but I can't possibly be on him, even though, you know, he's a very good horse at this level. He's also the top weight for the race, and if you're back top weights over 2 miles, Michael, as everybody listening to the show knows, eventually you'll go very broke.
Well, quickly, you mentioned the Kiwis, and we still will give you Very Elegant. She's owned, trained, bred, ridden by Kiwis. Does she win the Queen Elizabeth on Saturday?
Well, I've spent enough time in Europe the last 5 years as I've tried to learn about all this galloping malarkey to realise how good the Europeans are. I mean, they are so good. Probably something we've all learned in the last 10 years. But the dry track helps her. I mean, she's not a dry tracker herself per se, but then again, she's probably more of a dry tracker than a deep. So I hope she wins. I spoke to James about it at length. He said, look, we're going to need to do that dry because he's probably going to be in front. So look, I think for me it's a watch and yell race rather than a punt race, because I just don't know. I don't know how a deep's going to perform on a drier track, if in fact it is drier. Obviously it's a little bit later in the day, so any rain during the day might help it. But again, Michael, I'm not going to try and convince your listeners I know something I don't know, and that's the fact that everybody's seen as much of these two horses as we all have. So I just don't know about the race. I'm hoping she wins. But she could also be enormously good and run second to one of the best horses in Europe.
Mick, just quickly changing codes, and Gareth and Adam did a great job out at the Nutrient Equine sales at Oaklands last week for the standard breads. What was the depth and strength of the sale?
I thought it was good. 31,000 average is really good. 180,000 for the top pacing lot's good. I think it's good to have competition in the harness racing ranks. The harness racing industry's got to go one way only, and that's got to grow. Like, 31,000 average, and the sort of prices they're getting is okay. But what not? It's not okay enough to do is outside the top 10 or 15 beers, people have no reason to retain most of these horses. So the sales prices hopefully can edge towards 40,000 as the average price sometime soon. Otherwise, the problem you get, Michael, is in galloping, you have a good mare. You can take it to the sales in Sydney, you can take it to the sales on the Gold Coast and cash it up and make money, which gives you money to get back into the industry. With the harness horses, you can have a Group 1 winning mare, and sometimes you only get 50,000 for it at the sales if you sell it as a broodmare prospect. So the sales need to be stronger to do that, so we can retain the mares, but also get people to keep buying them. So the circle needs to start spinning a bit quicker. I think Nutrien will help that process to gain some more momentum over the next couple of years.
And last one, as I ask you for a weekend winner, if you've got one, Super Thief is an interesting runner. It's been smashed, backed off the map at Cranbourne tomorrow night. Former Kiwi, won a trial. Do you remember this horse in New Zealand?
Yeah, so who's it gone to over there?
Dabernick and Hayes.
Oh, it should be fine. If it's the horse I'm thinking of, it's a horse by Super Easy. It's quite a nice horse. We went good on a trial. I'm pretty sure this is the horse I'm thinking of. Horse by Super Easy, is that the horse?
Yeah.
That's the one.
It beat Diamonds and Bubbles, or the good 2-year old over there in a trial, and then was bought. JK rides tomorrow night. On the Bubbles.
Look, it's a pretty nice horse. Now, I don't know how it's settled into their business over there, but they're good trainers. So this is a nice horse. I would presume it's been purchased from over here, and if it's gone to the Durbanic Hayes team, there's a good chance it's been purchased by Andy Williams, who is an outstanding judge and quickly becoming one of the best judges in New Zealand. Also in Australia, of New Zealand talent. He's a guy who bought Very Elegant, of course, with the Aussie owner. So I have seen the horse go. Don't know how it's settled in, have no clue at all. But yes, was very good in New Zealand. And the Super Easy's are going for a bit of a good run at the moment. So if he's settled in, he's happy, which I'm picking he is, he'll be better than a maiden grade for sure.
Beautiful. Best for the weekend?
Bizarrely, there's a horse in race one tonight at Cambridge. You're not going to make much money off this. A horse called Arua. It's only $1.70. Now, if you took that all up, it's a pacer, into Avantage in the delayed Group 1 here on Saturday. $1.70, $1.70, you're getting your sort of, whatever it is, $3 or something along that sort of mark, and that'll give you some money to play with because both those races will be done by the time we get serious at the championship. So, race 1 at Cambridge tonight, and the feature out of Karratha on Saturday, Avantage with Barrier 3, looks just about a good thing.
Good on you, Mick. Enjoy your return to Oz, day two of the championships on Saturday.
I'm going to enjoy Sunday too, mate, because we're all stuck in the bubble together. We can't go home till Monday, so I'm thinking Sunday could be a bit of a chance for a celebration.
Good on you, Mick. Mick Guerin, best in the business, joining us with all the latest harness and thoroughbred news. Time for the 10 o'clock news. Don't go anywhere, though. Mark Hunter's got the winners at Wangaratta.